The story was related by an individual in business which, at the time, seemed somewhat unusual, but now, in context, makes a lot of sense. He indicated that he had a customer who would think about him when she needed to place an order for goods for her store. They seemed to have a very tight communication with one another at this level, despite a physical distance of thousands of miles. So generally, he would call her within a few hours or a day and indicate that it felt like you wanted to place an order, to which she happily admitted and indicated she had been thinking about it and wanted him to call. This practice went on regularly for some years on random days and times without a formal schedule or pattern, and there was a regular communication on this level. At one point, the business person was in Europe, and he felt her trying to contact him to place an order. It was before the days of instant worldwide communication, so there was nothing he could do. When he returned a couple of weeks later, he immediately called her. She asked with some consternation why he had not called sooner, as she had been reaching out daily for several weeks. He indicated that he knew that, but being in Europe, he had no way to let her know, and that, in the interim, he had gotten a headache from the intensity of her concentration, day after day, after a couple of weeks. The mother writes, quote, "But, you see, in a smaller measure and less perfectly, one is making formations all the time. When, for instance, one thinks of somebody quite powerfully, there is a small emanation of mental substance which, instantaneously, goes to this person, you understand, a vibration of your thought which goes and touches his, and if he is receptive, he sees you. He sees you and tells you, 'You came last night to see me.' That's because you made a small formation, and this formation went and did its work, which was to put you into contact with this person, or else to carry a message if you had something special to tell him, and that was done. This happens constantly, but as it is quite a constant and spontaneous phenomenon, and done in ignorance, one is not even aware that one does this. One does it automatically." End quote. Reference: Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, The Hidden Forces of Life, Chapter 3, Hidden Forces Around, pages 69 to 70.